And welcome back to the
Tuned
In Podcast.
Go.
It's a great Saturday morning.
Oh man.
We're doing
sports
well.
Sports are heating up.
We were looking at the docket today. We
yes,
got a
sir.
Lot of good stuff. There's summer league.
Yes, we do.
We got basketball back. It's only been like less than a month.
Oh yeah.
And we already have basketball back with an Olympics too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How have you been? How's your sports? How's your life?
Oh man, I've been so good. Had a really great 4th of July. Went to Stadium of Fire. Was pretty cool. I'm not a big Jonas Brothers fan, but it was fun. And we have NBA free agency back. Feels like last couple of seasons it's been a little dry, but this one was pretty eventful, it seems like. How are you doing?
Really good. Fourth of July is always the best.
Oh yeah.
Gotta go see all the fireworks like around Utah County.
Oh, so. Absolutely. That's fun.
Yeah. One thing is, do they have the hot dog eating contest? Isn't that like every Fourth of July?
Yeah. I saw this was the first year they had a new winner too.
Oh.
Joey Chestnut or whatever was banned from
the
it.
The winner was Patrick Bertoletti.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to go watch the replay.
Yeah, I saw something the other day. Joey Chestnut was like, he took a sponsor with some vegan brand, and so they banned him from the Nathan's contest. So anyways, but he's usually the winner, I think. He's pretty
interesting. It says he won Fort Bliss hot dogging contest, but that's not the big one.
He probably did a different
one. It's always Nathan's.
Yeah.
Ah, well, it would have been nice to see Joey out there.
He's, yeah, what a legend.
Honestly, I think he is like separated himself so much that he's the GOAT
of hot dog
eating.
Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, and Joey Chestnut pretty much is what it is.
Love that guy.
So, pretty big legend. We got an exciting episode today. Lots of Jazz news to talk about, some rumors. We'll talk about Lauri Markkanen future with the Jazz, what trades we would be okay seeing. Jazz summer league starts in 2 days on Monday.
We'll be there.
Yep, on Monday the 8th. We'll be there on Tuesday.
Exciting.
Super exciting. I believe the Spurs, Thunder, and somebody else Grizzlies are coming to town, so kind of
good
exciting.
Old 80.
Jazz rookies got their new numbers. We're going to talk about some signings and notable Jazz players who are in new places. And then we'll talk about the rest of NBA free agency, big signings across the league. A couple Olympics are heating up a little bit, under 17 team and some other teams. And then we will talk about a little bit of Utah
Hockey
Club. So exciting. And don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Also on our Instagram, we've been trying to post updates. We've been done pretty good about posting updates about Jazz signings, draft picks. We're going to do our best to keep up with that. Mm-hmm. So make sure to follow us there at Tuned In Jazz. And this is episode 36 of Tuned In Jazz.
Okay, first thing on the top of the list.
Yes, sir.
This is what we got to talk about first.
Yes, sir.
Lauri Markkanen trade rumors have been blowing up my phone.
Yeah, they have.
Almost every day, there's another notification from Bleacher Report.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. How have you been dealing with those? Do you think they're legit, or what's
opinion? I kind of think they might be getting a little more legit just from how much we've been hearing about them. I don't know if I'm a big fan of any of the teams that were, I mean, like, as far as what we would get back, any of the teams I'm hearing about, but what do you think about it?
If there was a team that I would trade with, I want picks.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So, like, I heard the Heat have showed interest.
Yeah.
They don't have picks that we want.
No.
It'd be like Tyler Hero.
No.
The Kings are interested. I don't know what picks they have.
Yeah.
Warriors and Spurs, I've also heard.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Pretty much, from what I've heard, is it's going to be difficult for the Jazz to trade Markkanen since he only has 1 year left on his contract.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like, whoever got him would just have him for 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if he does sign that extension, I think he'll be a lot easier to trade.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been seeing a lot of, like, fans, especially, you know, Warriors fans are pretty loud on social media. But
they've been so spoiled. They don't need marketing.
I'm so tired of the Warriors.
They can be bad for a couple of years.
I saw some fan posted a projected lineup if they get marketing, and it was like Curry, Heald, Wiggins, marketing, and Draymond with Kuminga off the bench. And it's like,
get one of those guys.
Yeah, that's not how trades work. You don't just get to keep your core and go get an all-star. That's insane. Anyways, so hopefully Danny Ainge is being stingy with those
I hope so. And I understand the interest.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also think Danny Ainge is just playing with these teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't know if he's like how serious he is,
yeah,
in trading Markkanen, or if he's just like dangling him,
right? Yeah,
and seeing like if a team's what gonna bite on like. It, maybe yeah. give up a little bit more than they should.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it makes me wonder if teams like there was a couple teams that made really good offers and made people think that he was available and maybe he wasn't really, you know.
Yeah, and I think we've mentioned some rumors in past episodes, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and pretty much I think. Maybe you agree. We need at least a Mikal Bridges package or like a Rudy Gobert size package.
Absolutely.
Like 4 or 5 picks and a solid young player.
Yeah.
If that, like, I'm pretty stingy. I like Markkanen and I think he's still young enough and on our timeline enough that he could help us win a championship.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. For me, if we're going to give him up, we got to get a lot of stuff back.
Yeah.
And it's got to feel really, really good for like the future draft picks or whatever it is we get.
I also feel like the whole big game hunting thing is centered around him. Like, you don't go big game hunting if you don't have Lauri Markkanen to pair them with. Like, I was listening to David Locke yesterday was talking about apparently the Kawhi Leonard is the Clippers might be shopping him around soon.
Hmm.
And he was talking about what the Jazz would have to give up, probably Taylor Hendricks and a bunch of picks to get him.
Lots of our young guys and picks. Which would be a good package for
a team.
It'd
be interesting.
Like 2 or 3 of our rookies and like 3 or 4 picks.
Yeah.
That would be a great package.
It would be. The interesting thing would be like, are the Jazz ready? Like if you look at the Kawhi Leonard trade to Toronto, they were ready to compete already.
Mm-hmm.
And they just plugged him in and were ready to go. And I just don't know if the Jazz are quite there
yet.
We
wouldn't have like the role players either because... Yeah. The rookies make up our team right now. And so if we trade them away, where's our bench?
Yeah. So, and then Kawhi would just leave because that's, you know, that's not really him.
I heard a rumor that one of Danny Ainge's plans that failed was to trade for a star to lure Paul George to Utah. So like if we trade for Trae Young and lure Paul George, that would have been a big three.
Yeah. Interesting.
That was kind of wishful thinking in my mind, but at least there was a blueprint in mind.
Yeah, I remember back when Donovan Mitchell was, you know, first an all-star, him and Paul George working out together in the offseason, everybody was like, oh, we're going to get Paul George sometime. Mm-hmm. And
I think ever since Joe Ingles locked him up in that playoff series, I think he's kind of like done with Utah.
Yeah,
I don't know if he wants to come
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
But he went to the 76ers.
He did go to the 76ers. It's a big pick.
Yeah, we'll talk about some winners of free agency later, but I might have them.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and then we also had our summer league roster come out. Of course,
yes,
that would
did.
Need to Exciting. That would need to come out as the games are this upcoming week.
Yep.
Any surprises on this list, or pretty much what you expected?
Man, there's some interesting names on this list. A couple that stick out to me. We've talked a little about guys that we drafted, obviously, but Max Abemus and Armando Bacot, two really big
North
college
Carolina
stars.
Legend from Armando Bacot.
Yeah, both. I think Max Abemus the year before was one of the runners up for National Player of the Year. Both older guys for college sake, but kind of interesting. Why not give him a shot in summer league? I'm glad we got him on our team.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys on this team on the Jazz current roster.
Mm-hmm.
And last episode we mentioned we have a deep team.
Yeah,
some
we do.
Some of these summer league teams are maybe like
do.
3 or 4 real NBA players, and then the rest are not in the league.
Yeah.
But if you count them between these 3 rookies and last 3 rookies, that's 6 players. And we also got Darius Bazley, who's a real NBA player, and Kenneth Lofton Jr. and Walker Kessler.
Yeah.
And so that's like 9 real NBA players.
Yeah.
And Jason Preston was amazing in the G League. So
I think 11 of these guys have some kind of contract with the Jazz, if I'm counting right.
Yep.
Some of them 2-ways, like Jason Preston, I believe, is a 2-way. Tavian Kinsey just signed 2-way.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's an entire team of guys under contract for the Jazz.
That's exciting.
So we basically didn't have to get very many other people to join.
Yeah. So hopefully we can make a run in the tournament this year. We got actual NBA guys on our roster. So
right.
Exciting.
Yeah. And hopefully we get that championship. I think last summer we were in the championship.
We pushed a little
against the Rockets.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe the Rockets are that team we're looking at.
We did that with just Keontae George. I'm pretty, like, I think Sensabaugh and Hendricks didn't play. Maybe Kessler did. I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't think. I don't know if he did or not. I think that last championship game, a lot of guys sat out too.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
on the other team. So.
Yeah, that's smart.
So that'll be exciting in Salt Lake. Get your tickets. There's probably still many available. So yeah,
we're going,
it'll be a good time.
We're going on Tuesday, not too bad price. So
yeah. Our Jazz rookies got their new numbers.
Yes, they did.
And they had like a little photo shoot with the new jerseys too.
Yes, they did. It was cool to see them in the new threads.
Do you think there's another message? Cody Williams took number 5.
Yeah.
That was Talen Horton Tucker's number. Oh, does that man. Send any message to you that maybe we're not bringing back Talen Horton Tucker next season?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting relationship. It's funny, just we just haven't heard anything about him, but
Right.
I think he knew he was done here. We knew he was done here.
Yeah. We're not going to lie. When he stopped playing and being in the rotation,
yeah.
we started winning games.
Yes, we did.
I don't think it was all him, but
yeah.
That was a fact.
Yeah,
like we started
absolutely.
Winning when he stopped playing. So
absolutely.
Yeah. But we were paying him $11 million a year.
Yeah.
Which if we were to re-sign him for that would be like top 5 of our contracts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because like really the only guys making substantial money on this team are Jordan Clarkson, Colin mm-hmm. Sexton, and John Collins.
Yeah, we got
everybody else is like on a rookie deal kind of.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
which is nice because in the next couple of years, obviously we're hoping we can keep Markkanen and we'll have to re-sign him. But other than that, we can kind of decide based off what we're seeing who's worth the money. And
right.
if we've gone big game hunting, maybe we cut ties with some of these young guys, you know, we'll have to probably. So
yeah. And speaking of signings, we waived Omer Yurtseven and signed mm-hmm. Drew Eubanks to 2 years, $10 million.
Yeah.
And then like you said, we signed Tavion Kinsley to a 2-way contract.
Yeah.
And also a good note, Chris Dunn is not coming back. He signed with the Clippers.
That's kinda
so
sad.
We were both hoping he would, but
yeah,
I guess
sad.
Not. And then kind of fun news, Joe Ingles. Going to reunite with his boys
oh, man,
in
dude.
The Timberwolves.
Dude,
so
they
got to
get Donovan Mitchell over there. They'll rebuild
oh,
the whole
man,
Jazz.
That would be great.
Holy crap.
Yeah, the Timberwolves have Conley, Ingles, and Gobert.
And Alexander Walker.
Right,
yeah.
and Alexander Walker. Man,
that's crazy.
That's crazy. They're the
taking our whole
they're
team.
The Minnesota Jazz over there.
yeah.
But speaking of that, the Jazz have cap room. We need to spend.
Yes, we do.
And so I think if we were to like reach the salary cap, we need like $24 million or give or take.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. You're going shopping with $24 million.
Yeah.
For just probably 1 year.
Mm.
Anybody you wanna go buy with $24 million?
I don't know.
Because that money's just gonna sit there.
Yeah.
Right. It's money that we can spend.
Yeah. I can't really think of anybody left that we would. Want to go
yeah.
get? I mean,
maybe I'll give you a couple names.
Okay.
Isaac Okoro is a free agent from the Cavaliers. He's still fairly young. He was
yeah.
a high pick.
Piece, yeah.
We could drop him like $15 million this year or something.
Yeah, you could definitely do that.
Who else?
Decent defender.
I don't know. We talked about some veteran guys like maybe Ish Smith
mm-hmm.
would be a good player.
Yeah.
But really, a lot of the good free agents are not available anymore.
Yeah, no, they're not.
We don't really want Gordon Hayward. He's still available.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, I'm really happy with the Drew Eubanks pickup. I think it kind of reminds me a little of Kelly Olynyk, just the style of play a little.
Yeah,
just kind of a big that can do a lot of things.
I think him and Filipowski will probably get similar minutes, at least I hope so.
Yeah, I could see that.
They'll kind of play similar backup big roles.
Yeah, getting
they
him
could,
for
they could even play
million,
together on the court too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the Jazz are kind of shooting for those like lineups where you could play a lot of people together. Obviously, Markin and 7-footer already, so you could play.
Mm-hmm.
They like those lineups where you could play 3 7-footers next to each other and switch on everything. And so
yeah,
he's
I'm reading
like that type of guy.
Some other available free agents: Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah,
wouldn't be a terrible veteran. Sadiq Bey from the Atlanta
yeah.
Hawks. He's still pretty young. Miles Bridges.
Yeah.
Markel Fultz and Tyus Jones. I wouldn't mind one of them, but they might get a lot more minutes than we want to give.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Isaac Okoro, Gary Trent Jr., Lonnie Walker. Any of those strike you?
Thanasis Antetokounmpo, maybe.
Lauri Giannis. I bet Lauri's like one of the only players that's like able to do some of the things Giannis does out there.
Pat Bev still a... I think one thing, maybe not Pat Bev, but one thing that I think we're going to miss a lot from, especially Chris Dunn, is like, we have a lot of young guards. Obviously, we just drafted Isaiah Collier. Even Colin Sexton's still pretty young.
Him and Clarkson are the only veteran guards we have. So maybe we need to keep them at this point.
Yeah, well, I just like the idea of, I liked having Chris Dunn because it just seemed like he was a leader and he could like, having him next to Keontae, it was like, you just felt like he was like having him under his wing a little bit.
And I think Chris Dunn didn't demand minutes.
No.
Either. Yeah. So he was okay later in the season, kind of taking a step back.
He just kind of embraced his role, whatever was asked of him.
Yeah. Like he started a whole bunch of games in the middle of the season and started coming off the bench or getting less. And he didn't fret too much. He was fine with whatever role he had to play. So we'll see. The Jazz might spend that $20 million, might not.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a trade to relieve somebody else of some cap space.
An interesting name that's still available, a guy we've talked about a little, Miles Bridges.
Yeah.
Do you think the Jazz stay away from that circus, or do you think it's worth
giving
him? I
hope we stay away from it.
Yeah.
Although he is a pretty solid NBA player.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, he's too many domestic violence cases for me.
Yeah, that's a hard... I think, I mean, if you could get him for real cheap, I'm somebody who believes in giving people second chances if they're willing to take the second chance, if they're willing to change, obviously.
Yeah, he is a really good player.
If we could get him for cheap, I'd be down. But other than that, that's kind of a lot to take on.
Yeah, I think the Jazz are just waiting till the end of the free agency to kind of have more leverage for these guys. Like, hey, you haven't been signed to this point, so we'll give you a little bit less. And that might be the best offer you get.
That's smart, yeah.
Or we'll just trade to get a pick to help somebody else's cap room. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Hopefully some good things. I guess we can get to some NBA news. Yeah. We talked about Jazz-related free agents, but we could talk about NBA.
Yeah, a really eventful. I think last week's episode, we were just right before the free agency opened. I think
we were on our heels and toes, just waiting for things to happen.
Talking about how we were going to pay Paul George. And anyways, that didn't work out, but... Who's your winners and losers of free agency? Do you have any teams stick out to you as doing well or not doing well?
Yeah, I would say mine are probably pretty basic.
Yeah, sure.
I would say, of course, the Sixers. They replaced Tobias Harris with Paul George.
Yeah.
And they got Drummond, who was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the other guys they signed, but yeah, I like how their team's shaping up, and I think Paul George is going to fit really well there.
Yeah.
And then the other one I'd say is maybe the Magic, because I love KCP.
Yeah.
And I think him and Jalen Suggs are going to be so great defensively over there.
Yeah.
And if they were like taking the Cavs to 7 this year, they might be a top 4 seed next year with KCP on the team.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I think I really like all those pickups too. I thought the Mavs did really well.
With Klay.
Klay was a slam dunk. I think the way the season ended, everybody's kind of talking about Klay, you know, the 0 for 10 meme or whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, he's still Klay Thompson. Like, even if, I mean, next to Kyrie and Luka, he's going to have to play more of a catch and shoot. But that's who Klay Thompson kind of is anyways. Mm-hmm. So, you still can't leave Klay Thompson open.
This might be a hot take, but I don't think I think low-key, the Warriors might have got an upgrade in Buddy Hield.
I could agree with that.
That might be a hot take to some people, but like honestly, I feel like at this point, Buddy Hield's better than Klay Thompson, or maybe not by a lot.
Yeah.
But I honestly would rather have Buddy Hield.
Yeah. I think the chemistry's just been off there for a couple of years since our championship. So it's just the whole Jordan Poole stuff.
Yeah, Draymond punching
him. It's just been a little weird.
But I also feel the Warriors fans like... Yeah. You love Klay Thompson. He's your man. Mm-hmm. You're going to build a statue of him when he retires.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, you replace him with Buddy Hield, and it's, like, just not the same.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Even if Buddy Hield is a great player, like, you love Klay Thompson. Yeah. And you're sad that he's leaving. But he could get a ring.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. Would that be his fourth one?
I think they have four already. Yeah, five.
Fifth one. Yeah. Wow. That'd be crazy. Yeah.
I think I could understand why Klay Thompson would feel pretty slighted, too. Like... Mm-hmm. Ever like this entire time, their entire dynasty, he's always been the one that's taken the backseat when it comes to contracts. Like when KD came, they all kind of had to take a pay cut, but Klay had to take the biggest one. That was his, like, extension time. He's never signed a max deal with them, which is kind of crazy. The guy's a Hall of Famer.
Wow, I didn't even realize that.
So I could understand, like, you've been a big part. That there's no Warriors dynasty without Klay Thompson.
Oh, no chance.
And the fact that he hasn't gotten his dues with money is kind of sad. Good for him for being unselfish.
He's always been the second fiddle.
Yeah.
Sometimes the third.
Yeah, good for him for being willing to sacrifice to win. I respect that.
To be fair, they offered him $24 million for 2 years.
Yeah, they did.
And he took less.
Yeah.
To go to the Mavericks.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's making, like 20 or 18 or something.
I think it's like 50/3, which is, yeah, just a little. It was 18.
Yeah, he could have got 50/2. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of crazy. I think another winner that I really like is the Pistons. I just like a lot of small pickups.
The Pistons?
I know. I don't know if they'll be actual winners next year, but right? In the offseason, they're definitely...
They got some experience.
Yeah, they got Malik Beasley, Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias, and Wendell Moore Jr., all four guys that are like, could play immediately, mm-hmm. like on their... And I just think that improves their roster a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they still Cade.
Yeah,
they're a beast, and...
They just extended Cade as well.
Jalen Duren, I really like.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't really give up much. James Wiseman moved on to the Pacers, but he wasn't really mm-hmm. doing much for them. And Quentin Grimes to the Mavs, but yeah.
Remind me, do you remember, because they got rid of Monty Williams.
They did.
That's their head coach.
I'm blanking.
J.B. Bickerstaff.
Oh, that's right.
From the Cavs. He's on the Pistons now.
Yeah, he's been around the league a little bit.
That's a solid coach. He's got experience.
Any losers that you can think of? Got teams that you think didn't do very well?
How about the Lakers?
Yeah, that was my number one.
That was yours too?
Yeah.
Because they could have got Klay or maybe Paul George, probably not.
Uh-huh.
But LeBron was willing to take a pay cut
if
another player was willing to come. Even I think I heard... Jonas Valanciunas,
mm-hmm.
who went to the Pistons,
yeah.
by the way. Pistons signed a whole,
yeah, they
whole bunch of people. Yeah, and so LeBron didn't take a pay cut at all and took the max instead.
Yeah.
And now they're like barely below the second apron.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think, and I heard that Klay, go back to Klay a little, I heard that it was down to the Mavs and Lakers, and even his family wanted him to be on the Lakers.
I think his dad played on the Lakers.
Oh, that's right. He was... I read some quote where he was a little like upset, not mad, but just like he really wanted him to go Lakers. But like they had opportunities to get, I think Paul George was probably in the mix for the Lakers, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was too far-fetched, but it just didn't.
They didn't even get Jonas Valanciunas.
No, they didn't. And DeMar is still technically probably on the market, but.
After LeBron signed, I think they're pretty much done.
Yeah, and I also just don't think the Lakers need to keep going after these aging stars. Like, it's just, it didn't work with Westbrook. It didn't work with Dwayne Wade in Cleveland. Like, you know, like, there's just all these, it just keep, Carmelo came there. Like, it's not going to help your team that much. As much as I love DeMar DeRozan, I just don't think you can keep playing that game where you sign old stars and hope they'll change your team, you know?
So they're pretty much just running it back with Dalton Connect added, and J.J. Redick, so.
Yeah, they are.
We'll see. So I'd say that they're a loser in terms of signings. I do think they're a winner for draft and getting J.J. Redick. So.
Oh, absolutely.
But anybody you have as a loser other than them for free agency?
I'd say Lakers are probably the biggest one. I mean... We were kind of hoping that the Jazz obviously would go get somebody, but we didn't overpay for anybody, so I wouldn't really call us a loser.
We didn't make a bad trade either.
No, we played it smart, so I don't know if I'd call us a loser, maybe just a little disappointing, but
yeah, I think some teams that haven't signed anyone could be losers too.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if you have cap room. Like I don't know if the Wizards did Jonas Valanciunas go to the Wizards?
That might have been
gone
it.
There.
Might have been it, yeah.
I don't know. The Wizards didn't really do a whole lot other than that.
They didn't.
And, the Kings haven't really done much, although they're in the talks for DeRozan.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
A couple of other teams that made big signings. Chris Paul goes to the Spurs after being waived for the Warriors.
Well, finally, Wemby's going to be unlocked with him.
It's actually interesting. I really like on my free time doing 2K rebuilds. I'm just kind of weird about that. I just rebuilt the Spurs and I just had Chris Paul on there right before he signed. Like I just picked him up on my that's probably me manifesting. That's why it happened. But yeah, that's a good pickup. Him and Stephon Castle.
I'm pretty sure the Spurs have gone after Chris Paul in past off seasons too, and this is finally getting him.
Yeah, I saw some things. Him and Pop apparently have a really good relationship. So that's that's good news. I don't know. I think Chris Paul's kind of, we're probably seeing the end of the Chris Paul era. But
yeah, I think like rather than get a ring, because he just hasn't got one.
Yeah,
he's gotten close. He just wants to like help younger players, and why not go play with Wemby? That'll probably be the best experience you could have.
Yeah, absolutely. Another really big one. Isaiah Hartenstein goes to the Thunder. The Thunder get even better. They're going to be a scary team. Yeah. And then, as you mentioned, LeBron re-signs. And DeRozan shops around. Apparently, he's going to visit the Kings. Shams reported that this morning.
He's probably the next big free agent we'll see.
I think so. I think he's the last big one left. Hayward and THT are still available. Probably going to be available for a while, at least THT, I would guess. So kind of a crazy...
I don't know if this is big enough to you, but we talked about Buddy Hield going to the Warriors, and also Kyle Anderson went to the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really like that, because I think good picks. He'll fit well with those shooters they have.
Yeah, absolutely. I keep seeing jokes about Kyle Anderson memes are so funny about how slow he shoots, but he is a really good plus defender, just a good overall role player. So that's a good...
Yeah, he'll be good there. But that's pretty much all.
The Warriors might be good enough to make the play-in this year, I think. Oh, man. So, who knows?
They might have the 7 seed. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, and then Olympics are kind of heating up a little.
Yeah, you said they're going to go play Canada soon, right?
Uh-huh, I think so.
Which Canada has an amazing team. Kelly Olynyk as the star, right?
Yep, Shea. Jamal and Brooks.
Zach Edey.
Yeah, Lou Dort, I think he's on there.
Yep.
But I believe they all showed up. Team USA showed up in Vegas.
Let's go.
Their documentary crew. I'm sure they're getting ready. It's for to make a documentary about this. But this morning, Slovenia, Luka Doncic and the Slovenia team lost to Greece.
I heard this wasn't televised.
I guess not.
People would have watched that.
I just got an ESPN notification that says Giannis drops 13 and knocks out Luka from the Olympics. And I was
13,
like,
oh man.
Yeah. Euro basketball is a little different, I think.
Yeah. Probably had like 13 and 30 rebounds, I wonder.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like the tallest guy on the court by far.
So I guess this was Olympic qualifiers. So Slovenia is out now, but we will see the Antetokounmpo, two of the four at least, play on the Olympics, most likely. I think
I'm excited to see that French team. With Wemby and Gobert, Twin Towers, absolutely. Nicholas Batum out there.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really, like, I'm excited to see Australia. I think they're...
Joe Ingles, Dante Exum, our boys, Ben Simmons, maybe.
Patty Mills, I heard Matisse Thybulle just got cut from that team, which means they must be pretty good if they're cutting Matisse. Wow. Good defender.
I don't think Andrew Bogut's able to play anymore. He used to be on there.
Yeah, he's done. But
it'll be exciting. I think
Josh Giddey's on there too.
The U.S. has to be favored.
Yeah.
I think the only other team that stands a chance is probably Canada or France.
I'm so excited. This is the first time we're ever going to see Bron and Curry together on the same team. Probably the only time
All-Star
ever.
All-Star game kind of count.
Oh, I guess
I
that's
know.
True. I guess
Not
that's
really.
True. But in a real competitive scenario,
I'd love to see how like the star NBA players like just turn into like a amazing role player.
Oh, man.
Like LeBron just becomes like your best rebounder and doesn't need the ball in his hands. And he like is a completely different player, but he plays his role amazing.
Yeah.
Even in the star-studded team.
Yeah, it's
so
incredible.
It's awesome to see.
And the future of USA men's basketball is pretty bright. I don't know if you've seen, we talked a little last week about the USA under-17 team men's basketball. AJ DeBonsa's on there, BYU's offered. He's also a Utah prep. Is that what it's called? Yeah. But they've played a couple of games. I don't know if they're qualifiers. It's hard to kind of follow what's going on in the Olympics. But the other day on the 3rd, which was day before 4th of July, they beat the Philippines 141-45.
Oh, man.
The game right before that, they beat China 146-62. And they're just on an absolute tear.
They also got Cade and Boozer.
Yeah, they got both Boozer
and
brothers.
Cameron Boozer. Yeah. They're going to be lottery picks probably.
So kind of exciting. Hopefully, that would be cool if we could get some Boozers back in Utah. I would be down for that.
Oh, yeah.
But man, we're dominating right now. We just beat New Zealand today by 80. We don't know who we're playing next, but I believe we're in the actual bracket now, not just the group stages. So
that just means USA basketball is going to be dominant for years to come. Even the youth are able to dominate high school age.
Yeah.
Or I guess it is under 18. Yeah. Right? So I guess they could be 18.
Which I think it's kind of interesting because a lot of these like countries have like academies that they train these, like Luka and Wemby both played in academies when they were like 13, 14 years old. We don't really have that here. We do have like Overtime Elite, I guess is kind of growing.
But another thing, I'm pretty sure Jimmer Fredette, BYU legend,
3x3 team.
He's going to be on the 3v3 basketball team. Yeah. I think he won a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was during the Olympics, though, for another World Championship. Cup thing, so he'll be in there this year as well.
Yeah, it's exciting. Him and Canyon Berry, and I can't remember what the other guy's name, they're a big guy, but they've been playing.
I feel like
a while.
If it's 3v3 basketball, which I haven't watched a lot of, I hope I can watch Jimmer.
Yeah.
You probably have to have a lot of chemistry with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Just absolutely. The movement, knowing your skill sets and who's good at what.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's something that they're very good at with playing with those two guys with Jimmer.
I think 3v3 fits Jimmer too. Like NBA style just didn't. It was a lot of like, obviously it's more of a team sport in the NBA, but in 3v3, you can play a lot of ISO ball. Jimmer's one of the best scorers in the world. I don't care what anybody says.
Jimmer range. I wouldn't want to take, I would want him on my team if it's pick up basketball.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So kind of exciting.
Some local sports. We had the Utah Hockey Club's first scrimmage
with
the prospects that they have.
Yeah.
And I'll also ask you a couple of things. I've been listening to the Locked On Utah Hockey Club podcast.
Yeah, I didn't know that existed. That's
which
cool.
is kind of brand new. I think it was the Locked On Coyotes, but they just changed the name.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So these guys have been following the Coyotes for a while.
Yeah.
But they talked about how they seem really excited about the offseason Utah Hockey Club is having. Their general manager, I guess, has just been given the keys to do whatever he wants to build a good team.
Yeah.
Like, he can spend all the money he can, and it's kind of up to him.
Yeah.
And so he's done that, and he's traded for, could be pronounced wrong, Mikhail Sergachev.
Yeah, I did see
who's
that.
Who's probably one of the best defensemen.
Yeah.
We got TJ Ginla in our first pick, our sixth pick. I'm very excited for him. His dad was a Hall of Famer in the league. And so one thing I found out very cool about hockey, this is interesting, when you get drafted, like, in the first round or wherever, it's kind of rare that you play the first year on the team. And so, like, when they met today with the players, they probably made a plan for their training to get physically build up the muscle and the strength needed to get into the league.
Yeah.
And the nutrition plan that they have, all of those things are very important, I guess.
Yeah.
And so even like TJ Ginla, he probably won't play a whole lot this year from what I heard. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But he'll need a year or two to like get physically ready to be in the league.
That makes sense.
Even though he like kind of popped off in the lower league that he was in.
I think that kind of makes sense. I think it's kind of like the NFL a little, where like you don't see a lot of 18, 19-year-old NFL players just because you're not like NBA, you can make that jump because it's not as physical, but when you're playing with like real men, you kind of need to be like, you kind of need to have like developed your muscle and body a little. So I bet hockey's kind of similar. Like, you can't just go out on the ice and be this little scrawny kid that's got a lot of skill, you know?
Yeah, you've got to have some muscle on you. Yeah. You've got to have like great lungs,
absolutely,
lung capacity and endurance.
Yeah.
And so as much as like the lower leagues are great, I don't think they're close to the NHL. So you have to really prepare.
Yeah, I saw the, I don't know if you saw this, there was a little press conference the GM did, and he mentioned that he thinks the name was going to be Yeti, and I think he was just like speaking out of turn, I think he just was guessing, but apparently the Colorado Avalanche, apparently their mascot is the Yeti, he's a Yeti, like that's not they're obviously the Avalanche, but it's like a Yeti is like their mascot guy, and they were like doing a petition to make the Utah Hockey Club not pick Yetis, which is kind of interesting. I would guess that probably means that's not going to be it, would be my guess, but...
Interesting.
Kind of interesting.
We're pulling for Mammoth, but I don't know a lot of people that... it just seems... Last time I saw, I don't think Mammoth is really leading the votes, but honestly, any of them, I'm cool with.
Yeah, I think
what were like the finalists? We've got Yeti, we've got Mammoth, and Blizzard.
Oh, yeah, Blizzard, yeah.
Utah Hockey Club, which is boring.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't stay that. We both bought shirts
at
the, I think we mentioned last week, we both bought shirts at the thing, and I was just like, man, I really hope we can get something different than this in the future. Better branding, but it is new, so be patient.
Yeah, hopefully soon. I think within the next month or two, we should know the name. It's got to be getting very close.
I think so. Be kind of exciting.
Yeah. It sounds like it might be Yeti. We'll see.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you to everyone for listening to this episode of the Tuned In Jazz podcast.
Yes, sir.
We're grateful for your listening, and we'll catch you next week with some more about Summer League and some Olympics and some jazz news. Hopefully we'll use that 20 mil, get somebody. Sir. But yeah, we'll catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Check out our Instagram, as we're going to post all the jazz news that you'd like, and some reels here and there.
Yes, be safe out there, and peace.